Something seems to have snapped in the world of ad sales. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Snapchat parent Snap Inc. says sales were up 13% in the second quarter, but investors rewarded that performance by tanking Snap shares. The stock is down almost 30% in pre-market trading. And it's not just Snap. Other social media companies that depend on ad sales are losing ground too. Marketplace's Nova Sappho explains why.
Investors are expecting lackluster results from social media companies during this earnings season. Advertisers may pare back spending amid recession fears. But Snap started things off in a grim way yesterday, not only missing expectations for the second quarter, but reporting that ad sales in the current third quarter are flat, even though there are more daily active users on Snapchat. Snap also declined to issue a forecast for future earnings, citing economic uncertainties. The news dragged down many social media companies' stock valuations. Alphabet, Meta, and others are said to have lost a combined $80 billion in stock market value yesterday. To be fair, social media companies are comparing this second quarter to a hard-to-match one a year ago, when ad sales catapulted 36% as companies poured money into advertising. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
So in this economy of ours, we have high inflation, low consumer confidence, and financial markets that are, to put it mildly, volatile. But one thing that has actually been pretty steady is the job market. But you knew there was a but. As the Fed's interest rate hikes slow economic growth, which they are designed to do to fight inflation, as rates slow growth, there are some signs the jobs picture is getting a little less rosy, starting with unemployment claims, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The number of new claims for state jobless benefits is a pretty good proxy for how many workers are being laid off. And since falling to a five-decade low back in March, first-time claims have now increased by 50% to about 250,000 a week. Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation sees other signs of a slowdown.
Job openings starting to come down a bit. Layoff announcements in the technology sector, warehousing, and companies saying, well, maybe we hire too many workers.
Stettner says the recent rise in jobless claims doesn't signal that the job market is contracting. But, says Tuan Nguyen at consulting firm RSM,
jobless claim data often predicts the end of a business cycle months ahead of time. With the recent rise, we believe the probability of a recession has definitely increased.
Nguyen says he won't sound the recession is imminent alarm until first-time claims hit 350,000, 100,000 higher than they are now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London, up 0.4%. Dow futures, up a whole 9 points. That is less than 0.1%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are up in the 2 to 0.4% range. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.827%. Amazon is going to buy One Medical. That's the company where you can see on-call doctors at any time. Amazon stock is down 0.25% in pre-market trading. And there's news this morning that Russia, Ukraine, and the UN have reached a deal to restart exports of grain from Ukraine, which have been stuck there because of Russia's war. That holdup has inflamed a global food shortage and food inflation. The agreement is expected to be signed today. Part of that deal includes Turkey inspecting ships and making sure it's grain that's being transported and not weapons. Some school districts are still looking for enough teachers for the upcoming school year, and they are in full hiring mode. Long-standing teacher shortages, especially in science, math, and special education, were made a whole lot worse during the pandemic. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Jerry Griffin leads the Malone Central School District in very northern New York, near the Canadian border. He says it can be hard to recruit teachers to the area.
You have to want to be here and live in the Adirondacks and have the outdoors being a significant part of your life.
Griffin still has 8 teaching positions to fill before school starts in a few weeks, and says for some roles, particularly in special education, he's lucky to even get one applicant. He used to get stressed out about this kind of thing.
But sadly, we've kind of gotten used to operating a school district not being fully staffed.
If he can't fill the roles, Griffin will ask teaching assistants and retired teachers in the area to see if any will fill in for a few months. Across the country, in Umatilla School District in eastern Oregon, Superintendent Heidi Seip is looking to recruit from the area's growing tech industry. She recently spoke with someone in IT who's interested in teaching, but not a teacher's salary.
She's currently making just over $60,000 a year. As a first-year teacher in our district without a master's degree, she'd be making $42,000 a year. And that's a huge pay hit.
Seip just hired two teachers who've not yet completed their bachelor's degrees. They'll be doing the student teaching part of their training while on the job.
We had to get what's called an emergency license from the state for them to be able to do so.
In the Freeman School District in Washington State near Spokane, Superintendent Randy Russell is still looking for a music and choir teacher. If he can't find one, he may have to put a teacher in there without a music background, which is less than ideal.
It doesn't really work. You know, how'd you like to have a math teacher come in and teach your band class, right?
Back in northern New York, Superintendent Jerry Griffin is trying to think long-term and encourage graduating seniors to think about teaching as a career and substitute in the district while home on college breaks.
Because, frankly, we want to get our hooks into them.
Because if you're having trouble recruiting educators from other areas or industries, best to just grow them yourself. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Brian Allison. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.